This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on book of service of 12/8/2023. Patient's last name is Ruiz, first name is Uziel, U-Z-I-E-L. Date of birth is 9/26/2023. This is a 2-month-old male who was recently diagnosed with RSV and presents today for follow-up regarding the status. According to both parents, child has no acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. E-N-T patient, parents denies any nasal congestion, no air pain, no fussiness, no crying, no air discharge, no evidence of painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, no eye discharge, cardiac, no report of any palpitations or elevated heart rate, respiratory, no report of any cough or congestion, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no vomiting, no diarrhea reported, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint stiffness or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient makes good eye contact, no acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies. Weight is 10.5 pounds. Heart rate 120, respiration 22. Temperature 97.6 rectally. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel size 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, child moves all extremities voluntarily, no joint stiffness noted, child makes good eye contact, no deficits evident, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion or rash noted, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, diagnosis, status post RSV, and emergency room follow-up, viral syndrome. Patient to report to clinic only as needed. Next patient. Last name is Karamaji. And first name is Rusetsa. R-U-S-E-T-S-A. And date of birth is 2/14/2006. Date of service is 12/8/2023. This is a 17-year-old female who presents with complaint of cough, congestion, headache, body aches, chest congestion, nasal congestion, fever, and runny nose. Ongoing for 3 days. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient complain of nasal discharge, denies any air pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath, complain of cough and congestion, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, complain of nausea, no vomiting or diarrhea reported, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, patient complain of generalized body aches, no joint stiffness or joint swelling. physical exam. Generally, child is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 167 pounds, O2 saturation 99%. Blood pressure 122 over 79. Pulse is 120, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, nasal mucosa, erythematous and moist, no active exudate noted, pharyngeal erythema evident with slight postular lesions, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, slight tachycardia evident, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for flu A and strep screen. Injection of Rucephin 500 milligrams and dexamethasone 10 milligrams given and well tolerated. Patient to return to clinic in 4 days for retesting and follow-up evaluation. Patient was given Tamiflu 75 milligrams, 1 POBID times 5 days, quantity 10, Bromfed DM 5 to 10 mils, POTID PRN, quantity 6 ounces, Amoxil 75 milligrams, 1 POBID times 10 days, quantity 20. Diagnosis: acute strep pharyngitis, influenza A, myalgia, allergic rhinitis. Increase oral fluids encouraged for proper hydration. Next patient, last name is Garcia, first name is Jacob. Date of birth is 9/1/1977. Date of service 12/8/2023. Patient is a 46-year-old male who presents with complaint of swollen left foot and pain in left ankle. Shelly when walking, also requesting for medication refill for hypertension and Crohn's disease. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, patient complain of left foot and left ankle pain with some swelling over the ankle and making ambulation difficult. Generally, physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to Advil. Weight is 180.2 pounds. Saturation was 96%, blood pressure 128 over 85, pulse is 102, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrade, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. I'll go back to extremities. Patient has point tenderness over the left foot, slight edema noted with tenderness to like palpation over the left ankle. Range of motion is within normal limits. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given Toradol 60 milligrams and dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. Both were well tolerated. Prescription given for Lyrica 100 milligrams, 1 POBID times 30 days, quantity 60. Simvastatin 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Patient was given prescription of prednisone 10 milligrams to take 3 tablets daily for 1 day and take 2 tablets daily for 3 days, and then 1 tablet daily for 30 days, quantity 36. Follow a visit schedule for 1 week or as needed. Diagnosis: joint pains, hyperlipidemia, inflammatory arthritis, prescription refill, and Crohn's disease. Thank you.